Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. Sometimes in the process of looking for an easy way to get something done, we actually make things much more difficult for ourselves. I've been thinking about someone who was on one of my workshops and was getting really angry with me because I wasn't giving her the shortcuts to how things get done. In her mind, as a professional photographer, I just know a whole bunch of ways to do things easier that involve less work. And that's what she wanted. She didn't want to do the work. She wanted the tips to avoid the work. And it was a way of thinking that really surprised me. I wasn't ready for that. I've been running workshops for 25 years. And this really came as a surprise. This really shocked me. We had just spent an hour walking through how to do a particular technique and how to adjust it according to where you want to get with that technique. And she was so frustrated. She was angry. And she was like, I just want to know the three steps that will get me there. Why can't you just tell me that? And so here I am 12 months later. I'm still thinking about this person who just wanted to know the shortcut. I recently put up a video that was about editing photos, and some people had gone to the trouble to essentially say, why am I wasting time editing my photos? You shouldn't do that. You should just get it right in camera. And it's not so much that they were even saying, get it right in camera. They were just saying, why bother editing? They were just saying they didn't want to do the work. And is this a thing now? Is this just people don't see value in actually doing work? And obviously, this is a very small subset. Most people who get into photography end up enjoying some aspects of the editing of the photos because you see the creative potential. You can see the process of editing can take it in a different creative direction. So that can be fun. If you have good tools and if you're not under a deadline, then editing your photos can be fun. And we want tools that do that efficiently. We want tools that aren't going to waste our time. We want tools that are an extension of us because the camera is an extension of us. The camera is like a paintbrush and it's taking the photograph. We are holding the camera, but the camera is actually taking the photograph. And I always think of the camera as being like a paintbrush. The camera allows me to do things that I couldn't do with a paintbrush. The reason I got into photography is because I can't paint. So I'm not seeing the camera as a shortcut. I'm seeing the camera as extending my capabilities. It's giving me capabilities I didn't otherwise have. That's not a shortcut. That's just elevating yourself a little higher. I can see the appeal of wanting to step into a world that's all about shortcuts. I can see how nice it would be if I didn't have to make a living every single week and if there was just an easy way for loads of money to turn up in my bank account. That would be fantastic because after 55 years on this planet, I'm a little exhausted and having to make a living after 55 years, like, I'd like to do something else sometimes. I see the appeal of shortcuts. I see why people want an easier path. And I think good tools for your editing are helping you to spend less time on the things that aren't creative and more time on the things that are. This is where AI gets a little bit tricky. There are people who just aren't creative and have no sense of the creative process who really love AI. They think this is great, not just because they can sack half their workforce, but because they're not creative anyway. And so for them, this is a way for them to say they're creative without actually having to do the work. So AI is a little bit tricky. Computers in general are making life easier for photographers. They let us do smarter masking. They let us edit photos much easier than we used to do in the darkroom. As the software gets better, we can be more productive. Now, is that a shortcut or is that a step up? So I definitely see that AI is going to make tools that will work better for us and will allow us to be more productive. And I think that's generally good. But I'm not looking for shortcuts to remove the creative process. I'm not looking to punch a couple of lines into a Google search and bang, an AI generates the image for me. That's not a process. I'm not looking for shortcuts. I'm looking for the journey. I'm looking for how do I get from here to there and what do I find along the way? Because what I pick up on the way and the skills I pick up will enable other journeys, will enable me to go to places that I haven't yet even thought about. And each time I take a shortcut, I am potentially removing the opportunity for myself to end up at a totally other destination that I haven't even thought about. The other way to look at the process of learning is that while you're learning, you are going uphill. And I call this the uphill. You are climbing uphill. You are picking up skills. You are trying to work things out. And at some point, that learning embeds in your brain. At some point, instead of having to work out how to get up the hill, you already know. Your mind has laid down those equations and the algorithms are in your head. And now you can start the downhill where you just get to use the skills you have. And using the skills you have is really wonderful. And if you take the shortcut and you go around the mountain, you never pick up those skills. You never learn how to do those things. And you deprive yourself of that learning experience. Because not everything is uphill. Uphill is just for now. Uphill is a phase, and then you move to the downhill. And the downhill is great. And that's why I'm not looking for shortcuts. I'm looking for a ladder that will help me get higher up and help me to see a better view and just help me to do better work as a photographer. Thanks for joining me today. If you are listening to the podcast, please do drop me an email. If you have any questions, drop a comment. I'd love to hear from you and have a great day.